Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
And I'm back with you. As promised, we have a guest today. Elizabeth King is her name. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Dan. Glad to be here with you.
Well, we talked a little bit on the phone before you came, so I know a little bit about you. Mm-hmm. But let's let everybody else know a little bit about you. You have a relative that lives in Wayne. You don't.
I do, and I love it. Our daughter, Rachel, along with her husband, Zach, live here in Wayne. The really neat thing is they both met at Wayne State College and fell in love. And now they've returned to Wayne, and Rachel is a professor at the college and just loves being back in Wayne.
Okay. Rachel Coons,
yes.
Anybody's wondering.
Yes, exactly. Professor Coons.
How impressive.
It really is. Knowing her as a teenager, it is very impressive. God bless her. She rose to the occasion.
All right. Well, good. All right. And I take it she's involved with the Wayne County Historical Society.
She is. Yes, she is the acting president this year, Dan. And certainly something she inherited from her mom is the love of history and the love of special events and promoting history. And the opportunity to do this through the Wayne County Historical Society has just been such a blessing for her to be able to do that.
And you personally, you're involved with Humanities Nebraska?
Actually, I am just helping to promote this event. Mm-hmm. I also have a background in history. I was president of the Howard County Historical Society in St. Paul, was on the board of directors for many years, and have collected antiques for as long as I know. So this is a passion of mine as well, and I'm really glad to promote this event, and actually their whole calendar, which we have called their 2022 calendar year, History Loves Company.
That's a good theme, yes.
Thank you.
So where were you born?
Actually, I was born in St. Paul, attended school in Grand Island, did graduate from St. Paul. Wayne State graduate, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm an alumni, so I too am glad to be back in Wayne. It's just always in my heart.
It's a great town. I've been in Wayne a long time now, but yes, I also graduated from Wayne State way back when.
Woohoo! Go Wildcats!
All right, and you've been in media for a long time in various different jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've been in broadcast journalism for many years. I've been with a radio station, Grand Island, KSYZ, was sales manager there, promotions director at Branson's hometown country station in Branson, Missouri, and I also have some history with 1011 TV, the CBS affiliate out of Lincoln.
Okay. You said you were in Nashville for a while, too.
I was. It's where I met my husband, backstage at the Grand Ole Opry. I'd always had radio privileges through my radio background, and I met him one evening. He was road manager for Patty Loveless, and 2 years later, we got married. And as a matter of fact, my husband, along with our daughters and their husbands, are in Tennessee as we speak.
All right. At a wedding, you said?
Yes, at a wedding. And it was one of Mel Tillis's, his lead guitar player, as a matter of fact, Brian Sterling. So they surprised Brian and his new wife by actually road tripping to Tennessee.
All right. And you stayed here. You said, take care of the cat.
I did. Oreo needs his grandma. He's got to have those shots twice a day, Dan.
All right. Well, I'm glad you had some time to come spend with us.
You bet. And I actually love it. So okay. It's like coming home for me as well.
Well, we'll start with the event itself, I guess. It's going to be a tea party and with a special guest. Tell me all about it.
Well, we are so excited, Dan. As I mentioned, this is our first event for our 2022 calendar. And we are inviting everyone to come. This is a tea party. We have brought in, we'll be bringing in Sue McLean. She's known as Yesterday's Lady. She will be presenting through Nebraska Humanities the program called To Top It Off, History of the Hat. And so she's going to teach us all about the history of hats from the 1850s through the 1960s. She'll be bringing a display of all of the different decades and the hats that represented those decades. We've also been up in the attic of the Historical Museum and got some hats we're going to bring on our own.
Really?
And so we're just so excited. And because it is a program through Nebraska Humanities, Dan, there is no cost to attend this. And because we're making it a tea party, well, we are going to have a tea party catered. So we're going to have little finger sandwiches and sweets and coffee and tea. And it's all at no cost. So come, be our guest. Reservations are required, and they would need to RSVP to Rachel Coons, the acting president this year. Her phone number is 402-363-8548, and we are nearly sold out, so I recommend you call as soon as possible and get your reservation. It's Saturday at the Cantor room, excuse me, in the Cantor
Student Center.
Thank you. And it's going to be in the Birch Room at 2 o'clock.
Okay, the Birch Room. It says the Elkhorn Room on the flyer.
You're right. Thank you. I'm glad you can read. Elkhorn Room. Thank you. In the Elkhorn Room. Thank you. It's early, and I've only had one cup of coffee.
That's
down,
all right.
So
that's
bear
right.
with me.
So the flyer's right in that
respect. The flyer is correct.
Right.
I am not.
The flyer also says you wanted the RSVPs by the 15th.
Well, we've extended that deadline, Dan, and so we just ask that you do it as soon as possible this week because the event is Saturday.
Because you have food to plan for.
Oh,
so that's why you need the RSVPs.
Yes,
probably.
And it's going to be great food, and there is no cost. And I just am in amazement of that to actually go and learn and then have a treat. It's great.
Absolutely. And where is Sue McLean from, by the way?
She is currently based out of Beatrice. She originally had a home near my home outside of Bradshaw. But she and her husband moved to Beatrice. They bought a beautiful, oh my goodness, 3-story historic building in downtown Beatrice. And the main floor of the building, Dan, houses her collection. She has over 3,000 pieces of clothing, accessories, from 1860 through 1970. And she has traveled statewide through Nebraska Humanities for 25 years.
So not just hats, she has other...
all kinds. You name it, she can do the show. And she is just so great. And everyone enjoys her program. As a matter of fact, we are so delighted to get her, Dan, because she is one of Humanities' top speakers and is booked very solidly.
The program is concentrating on hats, but she has other area expertise in other areas.
Yes, and we're hoping, Dan, that this will be something that the Historical Society can host on an annual basis and return Sue McLean to the Wayne area and do different hats, or excuse me, do different programs, because she has wonderful several programs. So
very entertaining, I'm sure.
Oh, fantastic. Well worth the time.
Okay. Well, the Historical Society is mainly known for the museum here in Wayne, of course. And you guys all are always taking donations, of course.
Always. Always. We've got to keep those light bills paid.
It's a very nice museum. They're right there on 7th Street.
Yes.
And have the hours available right now that it is open?
Of course, we are open by appointment
too.
So, you're always welcome to call Rachel again at that same number. Otherwise, we will have our regular hours, which we will open then Memorial Day weekend. We open Sunday of Memorial Day, which is going to be the end of May. And we're going to have some music on the porch. We're going to have just a little historic celebration. We also will do a garden tour. The date has not been set for that, Dan. We're kind of waiting to see how the growing season goes. But we will be announcing that soon. And then everyone is so excited because the ever-popular tour of homes will return. It's been on a couple years hiatus because of COVID. However, we will be hosting that in November, and we're real excited about that. And we're already lining up houses, so.
If I remember correctly, on a regular basis, the museum is always open on Sunday afternoons, 2 until 4, if I remember correctly.
Yes, that is correct, from Memorial Day through Labor Day.
So coming up pretty soon.
Oh, my goodness. In the blink of an eye. Hard to believe, isn't it? Next month is already May, Dan.
But as you said, you can also contact Rachel if you want to arrange a special time to come and view the museum and everything. Mm. Give some people an idea of what all is right now housed inside the Wayne County Museum.
Well, it's just fantastic because you walk through the home and there are so many architectural detailings just to ooh and ah over. Beautiful parquet flooring, a different pattern in every room. Beautiful open staircase, built-in china hutch, and everything is as original as we can make it for that time period, which would be the late 1800s. They can also go up the stairs. We have a military display. Something that we're going to be doing this year, Dan, is we hope to kind of begin trading out displays and so that there's something always new to see at the museum rather than having people say, oh, well, we've already been there, we've seen that. Well, we're going to be doing some new things, so we're very excited about that, to change those out.
Do you get any funding from like Humanities Nebraska or things like that from Talbot?
Humanities is funding this, and that's again why we can't charge. We do have a few small grants that we get. But primarily, we're just really wanting, Dan, to increase our membership, to get that information out, to invite people to be a part of it. Because as we say in radio, you can't have a party and not invite anybody.
How many people right now are part of the historical? Do you have I assume there's a board.
There is a board of directors, and they do a great job. And as mentioned prior, Rachel is the president this year. And they just really work hard to keep that museum open, to keep it so that people can come and see part of this history of Wayne County, because it is Wayne County's history, and it is the Wayne County Historical Society. So it's not just Wayne, but all the surrounding towns.
That's right. Okay. And I'm sure you can contact Rachel if you think you might be interested in helping be a member.
Oh, absolutely. And we are looking to increase our membership. We're looking to increase volunteers who want to help, because there's always something that needs to be done. Especially, any house owner knows it's a constant job to always keep a house up and going, and so it's no different with a historical property. As a matter of fact, there's even more to do when you are maintaining history.
Do you ask for a specific donation when people come to visit the museum?
It is free will donation. At this time, I know there has been talked about a certain charge in order to go through, but to my knowledge, as of now, it's still free will donation.
Okay. Again, Rachel's number, Rachel Coons, 402-363-8548. If you want to come to the tea party or to ask about other things related to the Historical Society and the museum itself. All right. Anything else we need? Any other events you got coming up in the near future you want to mention?
Well, thank you, Dan. Yes, I want to definitely invite people not only to the tea party this weekend, but please like our page on Facebook. We update it continually. It'll be all of our events. We have been doing a thing at Christmas, which was great, where we invited everyone to share their favorite memory. And then everyone that shared that memory on Facebook was entered into a drawing. And we got such a wonderful response for that. It was the 25 Days of Christmas. And so definitely, Dan, they need to like it. It is Wayne County, Nebraska Historical Society Museum on Facebook. And we have to put the word Nebraska in there because there's a Wayne County in another state, and that's not where we're going to go. We're going to go to Wayne County, Nebraska. So please like us on Facebook to keep up with all of our goings-on for the year, because as you know, history loves company.
All right. And again, the event this Saturday is at the Elkram Room of the Cantor Student Center in the Wayne State Campus. It's 2 until 4 in the afternoon on Saturday. Refreshments and snacks provided, no charge whatsoever for anything.
What a gift. So accept it and please come.
But they you do want people to call and tell them they tell you they're coming. So
absolutely.
So contact Rachel. One more time, we'll give you her number, 402-363-8548. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
And you as well. Thank you so much, Dan, for your time.
All right. Elizabeth King again, our guest today, talking about the Wayne County Historical Society here on this, the Big Red Country and the City on The View.
The View from Wayne, America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne, America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne, America. Enjoy the view.